弟兄姊妹们平安。
Brothers, sisters, peace to you.
今天我们终于能够看到一点太阳。
Finally, we see a bit of sunlight today.
这个雨真的是要停了。
Finally, the rain is going to stop.
下了两天两夜的雨。
It's been raining for the full 2 days and nights.
在维省很多地方说一个月的雨量已经在前两天已经下完了。
It's reported that the whole of Victoria's rainfall fell within 2 days.
感谢主，我们这里都没有什么事情。
We thank the Lord that nothing's no damage done to us.
但是有很多郊区确实是这个有水灾。
But we know that many of the countryside they are flooding.
好，现在我们来读这一段经文。
Now let's turn to the scripture for now.
请弟兄姊妹再翻到这个提摩太前书的第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
我们再来多读几节。
We'll read a few more verses.
提摩太前书第四章。
1 Timothy chapter 4.
我们从第六节读到第十节。
We'll read from verse 6 until verse 10.
好，一起来。
Let's read together.
你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好执事，在真道的话语和你向来所服从的善道上得了教育，只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己。操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。我们劳苦努力正是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。最近我常去锻炼身体。
Elder Gary's been training himself physically.
时常会想到这节经文。
And this verse came to him.
锻炼身体虽然是重要。
Even though physical training is
important. 可是这节经文很清楚地跟我们说。
But this verse tells us.
操练身体益处还少。
For physical training is of some value.
唯独敬虔。
But godliness.
凡事都有益处。
Has value for all things.
并且有今生和来生的应许。
Holding promise for both present life and the life to come.
这里告诉我们凡事都有益处。
This here tells us that things, all things may have some value.
All things, 每一样事情都有益处。
All things can have benefits.
大事小事都有益处。
Whether big or small.
什么小事呢？
What considers small things?
那主耶稣说，甚至你倒一杯凉水给这个小子里面的一个喝。
For Jesus said, even if you pour a cup of water for the least among us.
主耶稣说，我告诉你。
Then I tell you, Jesus said,
这人不能不得赏赐。
This man will receive rewards.
这么小的事情拿一杯凉水给弟兄或者姊妹喝。
This is such a small thing, just giving a cup of water to one brother.
天上都会纪念。
It will be remembered up in heaven.
主耶稣说，这个人一定会得赏赐。
Jesus said, this man will be rewarded.
弟兄姊妹，你想一想，这么小的事情。
Brothers, sisters, think about
this. 一杯凉水。
Such a small thing, just water.
你我都可以做到。
We can do that
你我都常常可以做到。
We can do that often.
你可以随时做到。
You can do that
但是你坐在主的弟兄的身上。
If you do that on the least among one of us,
主耶稣说，天上必有赏赐。
Jesus said, in heaven there will be reward.
这么小的事情。
Such a small thing.
操练敬虔。
So training in godliness.
凡事都有益处。
All things will be of benefit.
保罗教导当时年轻的提摩太。
So Paul was teaching the young Timothy at that time.
不仅要锻炼身体，
not to train yourself just physically,
还要操练敬虔，
but to train in godliness.
因为凡事都有益处。
Because all things will have value and benefit.
下面还怎么说呢？
It says even later on.
还特别强调，
to specially.
这话是可信的，
so this is a trustworthy thing.
是十分可佩服的，
and deserves full acceptance.
我们劳苦努力。
And for we labor and strive,
正是为此
for this,
因我们的指望在乎永生的神
that we have put our hope in the living God.
圣经时常提到敬虔。
Bible talks about godliness all the time.
那提到敬虔最多的就是这位保罗。
And Paul is the one who mentioned it most.
因为这位保罗从主那边得到最多的启示。
For Paul received most of the revelation from the Lord Jesus.
保罗所写的三本这个教牧书信。
Paul in three of his letters.
提摩太前书、后书、提多书。
From First Timothy, Second Timothy, and Titus.
今天我们所读的提摩太前书。
In First Timothy that we're reading today,
还有提摩太后书
and Second Timothy,
这两本书保罗就已经提到十一次敬虔。
Paul mentioned in those two books 11 times godliness.
那么什么是敬虔呢？
So what is godliness?
是人对这位真神
It's man towards God.
有至上的尊敬和尊崇。
Having the utmost respect for God.
因为这位神是创造天地宇宙万有的真神。
For this God is a God who created all things in the universe.
是生命的主。
He is the one who gives life.
是万王之王，万主之主。
He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
全地都应当在他面前
敬拜。So all earth should worship before him.
在旧约圣经里面
，In the Old Testament,
常常提到
，It's mentioned all the time.
敬畏神
，To fear the Lord.
或者说敬畏耶和华
or to fear, the Jehovah.
就是把神当作神来敬拜来侍奉来荣耀
It is to see God as God with respect and fear
把神当作神来敬拜
to worship
来尊崇
God
来侍奉
as God what he deserves and to give all him glory to him
把他应当得的荣耀归给他
to give all glory that God deserves to him
今天有很多人
Many people nowadays
不把神应当得的荣耀归给他
does not give God any glory.
我们来看这个罗马书的几节经文
Let's turn to the book Romans.
我们翻到罗马书
Please turn to Romans.
罗马书第一章
Romans chapter 1.
我们读十八节
Let's read from verse 18
然后跳到二十一、二十二节。
And then we also read 21 and 22.
罗马书的第一章。
So Romans chapter 1.
十八节。
Verse 18.
然后跳到二十一、二十二节。
21 and 22.
一起来。
Let's read together.
原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人二十一节因为他们虽然知道神却不当作神荣耀他也不感谢他他们的思念变为虚妄无知的心就昏暗了自称为聪明反成了愚拙这里告诉我们有很多人是这样是不虔不义的
So it tells us here that many people are not
不把神应当得的荣耀归给他
and does not give God the glory that he deserves.
今天我们可以从两方面来看
We can see this in from two respects. Today.
第一
First,
人向着神这一方面
from man towards God,
因着对神而产生一种虔诚的态度和言行
have a submissiveOr a godly attitude towards God.
人向着神这方面
So from man towards God.
就从下到上
From below up to above.
人对神要产生一个谦敬的态度
So man should show that godly respect for God.
这种态度是从我们内心产生出来的
This attitude should be from within our heart.
不是虚假的
Not something that's superficial.
乃是对神一种尊敬、渴慕和顺服。
It should be out of respect, out of obedience, and glory to Him.
因为在这伟大的真神面前
，Because in front of this great God,
人们应当在他面前谦卑。
We should be humble in front of Him.
守住敬畏的一个本分。
We should have a fear for the God.
对我们基督徒来说，是在。真神在这位万王之王面前过一个谦敬的生活。
And for us as Christians, we should lead a holy life in front of God.
这是一方面，从人 对着神这方面来说。
So、this is from this aspect of man towards God.
另外一方面。
And the other aspect?
从神对着人这方面来看。
From God towards man?
就是从上到下。
So from above to below.
凡信主耶稣的人。
All those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是接受神儿子生命的。
Those who accept the life of Jesus Christ.
接受儿子生命进到我们里面。
Those who have received the Lord Jesus
as our heart. 所以现在活着的不再是我们。
So it is not I who lives.
乃是基督在我们里面活。
But Christ who lives within us.
基督在我们里面活。
When Christ lives within us.
我们就有基督从神来的性情。
Then we should have the nature of God from Jesus.
圣经说我们与神的性情有份。
The Bible says that we have that nature from God.
所以提到敬虔。
So when we talk about this godliness,
敬虔是一个大的奥秘。
The Bible tells us that godliness is a mystery.
在什么地方呢？
Where does it mention this?
我们来翻开这节经文。
Let's also turn to this
Bible verse. 那么这节经文大家都会背的。
We know all this verse.
甚至我们中文部的弟兄姊妹都会唱的这节经文。
We can even sing this verse.
那么我们翻开来。
So let's turn to this verse.
会背的你就跟我一起背。
If you can memorize this,
不会背的请你打开提摩太前书三章十六节。
Those who do not know the verse, please turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
这里告诉我们这个虔诚敬虔是一个大的奥秘。
He tells us that godliness is a mystery.
提摩太前书三章十六节。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
特别是英文部的请你打开。
Especially for the English,
中文部的很多都会背的，甚至还会唱。
So for us, turn to this verse.
我们一起来读，
Let's read
一起来背。大哉，敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传与外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。保罗说，保罗得着很大的启示。
So Paul received this great revelation.
大哉，敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然。
So beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great.
敬虔是一个奥秘。
So godliness is
什么奥秘呢？
So what's the mystery?
接下来就告诉我们，神在肉身显现。
Then it tells for on to say that God appeared.
这位真神在肉身在人当中显现。
So God actually appeared.
这个是
to all people.In the flesh.
这个是非常大的一个奥秘。
So this is a great mystery.
因为从来没有人看见神。
For no one has ever seen God.
人也不能看见神。
And man cannot see God.
隐藏的神借着人把他自己彰显出来。
So the self-hidden God revealed himself through the flesh.
这实在是一个很大的奥秘。
And this is a great mystery.
道成肉身。
So the word became flesh.
神的儿子来到世上。
The Son of Man came down to this world.
要把那隐藏的神表明出来。
To reveal the self-hidden God.
凡是接受了耶稣基督的人，都得到接到这个神儿子的生命。
All those who have received Jesus, the Lord Jesus, will actually have life.
都是神的儿女。
Then we are all.
这些儿女要让神的生命在我们身上彰显出来。
So all of us, those who believe in Jesus, will have.God's life within us.
怎么样彰显呢？
How do we reveal God's nature?
操练敬虔。
Through training in godliness.
追求生命的成长。
To pursue after the life.
让基督的生命从我们身上彰显出来。
So that the life of Christ may reveal from you.
因为操练敬虔，凡事都有益处。
Because the training in godliness makes all things with benefits.
这个是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
神的安排。
God's arrangement.
神的应许。
And it's also the promise from God.
神的性情有很多。
There are many natures.
圣经时常告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
神有慈爱。
God is love.
神有公义。
God is righteousness.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
神是公义的。
He is righteous.
神有怜悯的心肠。
He has compassion.
神有忍耐的心。
Also perseverance.
这些都是神的性情。
These are all divine natures.
神的儿女应当彰显这些神的性情。
Therefore, God's sons and daughters, you should reveal those natures.
有一位苏格兰人。
There was a Scottish person.
名叫 Eric Liddell.
So his name is Eric Liddell.
1902年。
Back in 1902.
在中国的天津出生。
He was born in Tianjin in China.
父母是宣教士。
His parents were missionaries.
他童年是在中国长大。
So he grew up in China.
后来回去苏格兰。
Later on, he returned to Scotland.
这个 Eric 是个运动员。
And Eric was a very good athlete.
特别是跑一百米快跑的运动员。
Especially for the event 100 meters.
当时是苏格兰国家的选手。
So he represented Scotland as a
拿一百米冠军的。
Became the 100 meter champion.
后来被选上去参加奥运会。
Later on, he was chosen to attend the Olympics.
代表英国参加1924年在法国举行的夏令这个奥运会。
So he represented England as the hall to the French Olympic in 1924.
当他期望着要得这个100米的冠军的金牌的时候。
As he was looking forward to winning the race, having the gold for medal.
但是大会把这个比赛的100米的竞赛安排在礼拜天。
Yet the race actually happened, they were arranged, happened on the Sunday.
那么这位 Eric 呢?
And for Eric,
他就跟大会跟这个国家说。
He actually said to the Olympic Committee and to his nation, to England.
拒绝在星期天比赛。
But he will not be attending the race because it's
happened on Sunday. 因为他说星期天是他敬拜神的日子。
For he said that Sunday is a day that he worships God.
是他休息的日子。
It's a day of rest for him.
他不去参加比赛。
So he will actually forfeit his right to attend the race.
虽然当时是他仅仅是那一位要准备得金牌的。
Even though for him, he has the most hope of winning the gold medal that time.
只有他才有把握替他的国家得那一项金牌。
Only he had, represents England as an athlete.
但是因为他的信仰。
But because of his faith.
对神虔诚的态度。
A very godly attitude towards God.
他情愿放弃。
He chose to give it up.
他跟他们说，我礼拜天不参加竞赛。
And he made it clear to the committee that I will not attend the race on a Sunday.
后来他跟国家那个团队决定。
So later on, he with the discussion with
his 他重新在训练
England, the committee, and he started
在短短的时间之内
in a very short period,
他在被选到参加400米的这个跑步竞赛。
He was put into the 400 meter race instead.
他知道那400米不是他的专长。
He knew that 400 meter wasn't really his forte.
他实在是没有把握，没有机会去得奖。
He had no assurance that he will gain the gold medal.
同时在400米的比赛当中，还有另外两位其他国家的选手是曾经得过破世界纪录的。
And in that 400 meter race, there were two other athletes from different nations that had broke world record.
他想我肯定是没有机会得奖。
So he thought to himself that I have no chance for the gold medal.
并且在大会的安排上，他被安排到最糟糕的、最坏的一条线上、一条跑道。
And also in because of the race of drawing the draft, he was given the worst lane to run on.
当时在他口袋里面有一张纸条。
At that time in his pocket, there was actually a note.
这张纸条是他的教练留给他的。
It was a note left by his coach.
上面写着这个字。
So it was written on the note.
就来提醒他。
As a reminder to him.
说谁荣耀他，谁荣耀神，神就荣耀他。
Whoever glorifies God, God will glorify him.
这位运动员 Eric。他知道他不参加礼拜天的竞赛是会荣耀神。
So Eric, the athlete, knew that by not participating on a Sunday race, he's giving God glory.
当他在跑道上转圈的地方。
So when he was running for 400 meters and turning on the bend,
那个角度是应当大家都能够彼此看见的，这跑道上的人都会可以彼此看见的。
So when they're turning, the athlete should see each other.
可是当时他看不见其他的选手。
At that time, he couldn't see any of the other runners.
只有他自己在那边跑。
Only himself running on the track.
他也不理会他们。
And he didn't really pay attention to all the others.
拼命努力的 努力地跑。
He gave all his best. He was striving for, you know, running.
最后是他第一个冲到那个终点的线上。
And he was the first one to finish the race.
拿了那个400米冠军的金牌。
And he got the gold medal for 400 meters.
并且还破了世界纪录。
And he broke the world record at that time.
这场比赛实在是出人意料之外。
It came to as a big surprise to everyone.
也是非常的奇妙。
And it was a miracle as well.
他本来是没有把握。
To begin with, he had no hope. He had no assurance.
国家也没有期望他得奖。
And England as a country did not, you know, actually put hope
in him. 但是他终于破纪录。
Yet he gained a medal and he broke the world record.
终于拿到了这个金牌。
And got the gold medal as well.
哦，结果非常的高兴。
And then everyone's really
国家报纸到处这个称赞他。
So it was newspapers were actually giving him a lot of praise.
接受这个英雄回国的招待。
He came back as almost a national hero.
但是这个 Eric 知道。
But Eric knew
这些好评、这些赞赏不会持久。
All those praises, all those good reports won't last.
因为他很快就要回去中国。
Because he was to return to China.
因为他说他有神的呼召要回去中国传福音。
Because he had this burden from God that he will return to China
传耶稣
to preach the good news, to
救人灵魂
to save souls.
他讲得一口流利的中国话。
He can speak fluent Chinese.
他知道呼召他回去向中国传福音是神的声音。
He knew that it was God's voice calling him back to China.
那个时候正在逢到的第二次世界大战。
So at that time it was during World War II.
日军已经侵犯中国。
So Japan has taken many parts of China.
时事非常的危险。
It was a perilous time. Very
dangerous. 但是他仍然努力的奔波。
Yet he gave his effort to.Go back to China.
到处传福音
preaching,
教书协助人
teaching, as a, you know, teaching and then also helping people.
后来在1945年
later on in 1945,
他死在日本的那个拘留营
So he died in the, in the intern camp, internment camp, or almost like camp for prisoners of war.
只有43岁。
And he died at the age of 43.
这位运动员是个虔诚的基督徒。
So this athlete was a devout Christian.
因他敬畏神。
Because of his fear for God.
把礼拜天分别出来，单单的敬拜侍奉神。
He set apart Sunday only for worshiping God.
他荣耀神，神就荣耀他。
He gave glory to God, therefore God glorified him.
两年前在天津。
Two years ago,
有人在那边立了一个纪念碑。
Someone said, people set up a monument.
立了一个铜像来纪念他。
A bronze statue.
因为他的生命影响了很多中国人。
Because his life had influenced so many Chinese people.
甚至这些外国人都觉得非常稀奇。
So many of foreigners actually, they were quite amazed.
怎么会在一个共产国家中国大陆，除了毛泽东的铜像之外，还会另外立一个铜像给这位 Eric Little？
How can a statue of a foreigner be set in China where it's a communist, apart from Mao Zedong?
那是两年前的事。
And this is 2 years ago.
在1981年
Back in 1981,
有一部电影是专门演他的一生。
There was a film that was made about him.
叫做 Chariots of Fire.
Called Chariot of Fire.
结果这部电影也得了 Oscar 奖。
And that film won the Oscar.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
操练敬虔是要付代价。
Training in godliness, you need to pay a price.
Eric 因为当初不愿意在礼拜天替国家竞赛。
Because Eric didn't want to participate in the race.
却得到很多人的批评、论断、责骂。
He was criticized, he was scolded from all people around him.
主耶稣对我们说
Lord Jesus said to us,
若有人要跟从我
If someone, anyone would come after me,
就当舍己。
He must deny himself.
要背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And take up his cross and follow me.
主耶稣也在约翰福音说。
Jesus also said in Gospel of John.
若有人服侍我。
Whoever serves me.
就当跟从我。
Must follow me.
我在哪里。
And where I am.
服侍我的人也要在哪里。
My servant also will be.
若有人服侍我。
My, If someone serves me,
我父必尊重他。
My father will honor him.
那么敬虔有什么好处呢？
So what are the benefits?
刚才我们读在这里的提摩太前书第四章第八节， 清楚地告诉我们，
so in 1 Timothy 4:8 it says here，
锻炼操练身体益处还少，
Godliness hath value for all things，
唯独敬虔，
only
凡事都有益处，
it's holding promise only those only godliness has a value for all things.
Yes, 凡事都有益处。
So all things will be of benefits.
好，我们再回去那提摩太前书，我们多看一两节经文。
So let's turn back to 1 Timothy again. We'll read a few more verses.
提摩太前书，
1 Timothy.
我们现在翻到第六章第六节。
Let's turn to chapter 6, verse 6.
提摩太前书第六章第六节。
So 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6.
我们来读第六跟第七节吧。
Let's read 6 and 7.
好，一起来。
But
然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大力了，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。 第八，只要有一有时，就当知足。 这里也告诉我们，敬虔加上知足的心便是大力。
So it tells us here that godliness with
敬虔就是敬畏神，
is great.
要过一个敬虔的生活。
So godliness is
要过一个敬畏神的生活。
To live a life of
因为这样，并且加上知足的心，
and if you are content in your heart,
便是大力了。
That is of great gain.
英文说 great gain 就是实在是大力。
So English says great gains. A lot to gain from that.
对， 所以这里勉励我们， 只要有知足的心， 并且加上敬虔的心，
so it's encouraging us here to have a godliness and also a heart of contentment.
我们就时常心有平安，
then you'll be filled with peace.
我们时常都心有满足感，
and you'll have fulfillment and contentment.
不会因为别人有一个很好的手机，
you won't be jealous of people with a newer phone.
我没有， 我就不高兴。
And I will be upset because I don't have one like that.
不会看到别人有很好的汽车， 我没有， 我就不满足。
You won't be envious of others having a really good car, and yet you don't have one.
这里很清楚告诉我们， 只要有衣有食， 就当知足。
Brothers and sisters, it tells us here, as long as we have clothes and food,
敬虔加上知足的心， 便是大力。
So godliness with contentment is great gain.
敬虔的好处有非常的多。
There are many benefits.
如果你仔细读圣经， 你会看到，
if you read the Bible,
今天我们只是提出几样好处。
We'll only mention a few here.
我们再翻到箴言书第十九章第十节。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10.
大家也非常熟悉的这节经文， 箴言书第九章第十节。
Again, this is a very, very well-known verse. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10.
我们要特别邀请英文部的翻开一起来读。
We'll ask especially the English service to turn to the Bible as well and read together.
箴言书第九章第十节。 好，一起来。 敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端， 认识至圣者便是聪明。 你要得智慧，
so you want to gain wisdom,
就是先来敬畏耶和华。
Then you need to fear the Lord.
因为神的话告诉我们， 敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Because the word of God tells us that
是智慧的开始。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning.
我们说我们没有智慧，
we will often say that we do not have enough wisdom.
赶紧来到神的面前， 做一个敬畏神的人，
hurry to come in front of God,
就能得智慧。
Be a man who fears God. Then you have
认识至圣者便是聪明。
And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
我们再翻开诗篇 103篇，
turn to the Psalms 103.
诗篇103篇，
Psalm 103.
也是我们非常熟悉的几节经文。
Again, these verses are very well known to us.
但是都是非常的重要。
But they are very important verses also.
是帮助我们看到敬虔有什么好处。
It will help us know the benefits of godliness.
好，103篇，
Psalm 103.
第一十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
十一、十三、十七节。
So、we'll read 11, 13, and 17.
好，一起来。
Let's read together.
天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。十三，父亲怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人。第十七节，但耶和华的慈爱归于敬畏他的人，从亘古到永远，他的公义也归于子子孙孙。你注意到了吗？
Have you noticed?
有什么好处？
What are the benefits here?
天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
For as high as the heavens are above the earth,
神的慈爱向敬畏他的人是非常的大。
Fear him. God's love is great for those who fear him.
神怎么样连续我们？
How does God show compassion to us?
对神有连续。
If we 对神有Okay,
对神有连续
okay, so
对谁
whoever you show compassion,
对那些敬畏他的人
God shows compassion to those who fear him
谁向神神向谁这个施慈爱
So who does God show that love
并且向他的子子孙孙施慈爱
And also to the, you know, your offspring or the children's children
就是向敬畏他的人
To those who fear him.
耶和华的慈爱归于敬畏他的人，从亘古到永远。
So from everlasting to everlasting,
他的公义也归于子子孙孙。
And his righteousness with their children's children.
在使徒行传的十章
，in chapter 10 from book of Acts,
提到有个虔诚人。
Was mentioned there was a very faithful person.
提到个虔诚人 ，the godly person.
A godly person.
他是意大利营的百夫长。
So he's a centurion from the Italian camp.
圣经告诉我们，他是个虔诚人，常常祷告，向神祷告。
The Bible tells us that he's a godly person and he prays.
他常常周济人。
He also gives to the needy.
有一天他正在祷告的时候
，And one day as he was praying,
他得了一个异象。
He saw a revelation.
神差派天使向他说话。
God sent an angel to speak to him.
神这个天使告诉他说：“你要去一个地方。”
The angel actually told him, "You need to go to one place."
那个地方叫约帕，在海边上。
So that place was约帕，
要到一个西门的家里，请这个彼得过来。
To a person's house, Simon's house, to ask for Peter.
你要差派人去请他过来。
So you need to send someone to ask him to come over.
那么这个意大利人。意大利的百夫长
哥林流
他就赶紧差派他下属因为他是 军人他赶紧差派他下属去请这个找这个 彼得
So he's a commander in the army and he sent his men to ask for Peter
那么同个时期彼得也是在祷告
At that same time Peter was praying
彼得在祷告的时候也是神给他一个异象
And God gave a vision for Peter as well
叫他你要去传福音
telling Peter to go out and preach.
有人来请你的时候，你就跟他一起去，到他家里去传福音。
If someone comes to you, go with him to his household.
那么当他得到这个启示的时候
，and as Peter received this vision or revelation,
那么那个意大利人哥尼流差派的人就到他那边
，so the messengers from Cornelius came to his,
然后就领他到这个哥尼流家里去
，and he went to Cornelius' household.
当他到的时候，就看到哥尼流家里已经有很多他的亲人和家属，还有他的好朋友。
As Peter arrived at Cornelius' place household, he saw many people that Cornelius' family and friends.
彼得就把耶稣从死里复活的见证告诉他们。
So Peter told them, preached to them about Jesus Christ's coming resurrection and
讲这位耶稣就是救世主
，and telling them that Jesus is the Savior.
讲这位耶稣就是他们等待的弥赛亚
，and telling them that Jesus is the Messiah they're waiting for.
那么这位虔诚的这个意大利百夫长
，so this godly centurion,
他的全家就信了耶稣
，Cornelius and his family.
当时圣灵都降在他们每一个人身上
，and the Holy Spirit actually dwelt upon all of them.
全家的人。马上接受洗礼
and everyone in the household were baptized.
归信耶稣。
And came in under the name of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，做虔诚的人。
So being a godly person.
常常亲近祷告神的人。
As you pray and draw close to God.
不仅是他一个人信耶稣。
Not only will you
believe in Jesus Christ. 全家都有机会得救。
Everyone in your household will have the chance of being saved.
圣经的应许。
The promise from the Bible.
唯独敬虔。
Only godliness
凡事都有益处
has value in all things.
过敬虔的生活
to lead a godly life
是一个蒙福的生活
is a blessed life.
过一个敬虔的生活
and to lead a godly life
就必须追求生命的成长
you need to go after growth in your life.
我们再来读一段经文
Let's read another Bible verse.
我们怎样追求生命的成长怎么样过个谦敬的生活
How to pursue this growth in life
我们翻到彼得后书
Please turn to 2 Peter
彼得后书第一章
Chapter 1
彼得后书第一章
2 Peter Chapter 1
我们来读这段经文
Let's read this verses together
从第三节读到第十一节
From verse 3 until 11
彼得后书第一章第三到第十一节
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 to 11
好一起来
Let's read together
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏就得与神的性情有份正因这缘故你们要分外的殷勤有了信心又要加上德行有了德行又要加上知识有了知识又要加上节制有了节制又要加上忍耐有了忍耐又要加上前进有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心你们若充充足足的有这几样就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上无至于闲懒不结果子了人若没有这几样就是眼瞎只看见近处的忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移你们若行这几样就永不失脚这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主基督永远的国我这个是非常大的应许
So this is a great promise.
因为若是我们这样
Because if we
神就必叫我们丰丰富富的
God will welcome us
得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国
You have a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of Lord Jesus Christ.
这个不是今生的好处
It's not just the benefit for this life.
这个不是今生的应许
It's not just a promise for this life.
这个乃是来生永生的应许。
It's also a promise for the life to come.
前面告诉我们，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们了。
So in verse 3 says, His divine power has given us everything we need.
这些事情已经赐给我们了。
So these God has already given us.
神已经把这个属灵的生命赐给我们了。
God has given us this spiritual life.
他提到关乎生命和前进的事。
So talking about those godliness and life.
这个是属灵的生命。
So the spiritual life.
还有前进的事。
And of godliness.
就是有关对于神怎么样在神面前生活的事情。
Talking about how we should live a life in God.
都已经赐给我们了。
It's already been given to us.
就是因为我们认识这位用荣耀和美德召我们的主。
Because it's through him who called us. By His own glory and goodness.
我们是已经得到了。
We have already this.
但是需要靠着我们在生活上操练。
But it requires us to actually train and practice.
使我们生命成长。
so that our life may grow.
我们才能够活出这个基督的性情，基督的生命。
Only then can we live a life like Christ.
所以这个生命需要操练的。
So it requires training.
需要非常努力的操练。
And it requires hard training.
就好像运动员。
It's like athletes.
就好像我们当中有很多孩子们都学音乐的。
It's like many of the kids in here that practices music.
特别是我记得在我们当中一个姊妹。
Especially, I remember there's one sister among us.
她小时候练钢琴练得非常辛苦。
She had a tough time practicing piano when she was young.
时常带她去学钢琴。
The mom took her to piano lessons.
钢琴老师非常的严格。
The teacher was very stern and strict.
叫她手一定要翘起来弹。
That she needs to raise her hands in a certain way.
不能够下垂。
It cannot be flat.
一定要翘起来弹。
Has to to raise up the hands.
时常这样子跟她讲。
And it's just reminded to her constantly.
叫她努力的练习。
To practice hard.
这位姊妹，她练得非常的辛苦。
So this sister had a really hard, tough time in heart.
甚至时常就那个眼泪都流出来了。
And often, you know, practicing with tears.
但是经过这么长的、艰苦的练习、努力
，After so many years of hard work and practice,
她今天能够在我们当中侍奉。
Then she is now able to.
她今天能够时常被请到去陪人弹钢琴。
And now today that she is able to go with invitation,
跟着乐团伴奏
to accompany many orchestras and ensembles.
这位就是 Rosa.
So this is Rosa who is among us.
我记得到我当初她小时候，我听到她说她实在练得非常辛苦，而且时常眼泪都流出来。
So Elder Gary remembered clearly that when she was young, she said she was
练习操练是非常辛苦的。
Was often in tears. So practicing
要花功夫
training is hard and takes time.
要努力的，不是我们坐着就可以得着的。
It's not that you just sit there do nothing.
同样，运动员也是，对不对？他们拼了老命。
Same thing for athletes.
拼了九牛一虎的力量。
They train hard.
最后还要挣扎到最后，跑到最后终点线上。
And they have to struggle all the best, you know, to reach the target.
才能够得金牌。
Only then can they receive the medal.
操练进前。
To train in godliness.
唯独进前，凡事都有益处。
So godliness has value in all things.
并且有今生和来生的应许。
Then you have.Promise for this life and the life to come.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们所读的这个经文，
so brothers and sisters, the verses that we read today,
我们有了信心，
we have faith,
还要加上德行，
we need to have goodness.
信心是我们信仰的基本，
so faith is a fundamental for our
因着信，本于信，
so because of faith,
因着神的信实，
because of God's faithfulness,
我们完全的相信投靠他。
Believe fully.
So, 信心是第一。
So, faith must come first.
有了信心，又要加上德行。
So, after faith, you need to have
goodness. 有了德行，又要加上知识。
After goodness, you need to have knowledge.
有了知识，又要加上谦敬。
Knowledge, then self-control.
有了知识，又要加上节制。
So, self-control after knowledge.
有了节制，又要加上前进。
So, self-preservation, then you got to have godliness as well.
有了节制，加上爱弟兄的心。
After godliness, you need to have brotherly
有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。
Then after that, you need to have love for everyone.
弟兄姊妹，这一层一层加上去的。
So it's layer by layer.
要逐渐的增加的。
To increase layer by layer, more and more.
是 more and more. 但是这里还告诉我们。
But it also tells us here.
第十节说，所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤。
In verse 10, therefore, my brothers,
更加要努力。更加努力的追求，使我们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。
So that to make your calling and election sure.
这样
，For then
我们就能丰丰富富的将来进神永远的国。
Then you will receive a rich welcome into the kingdom, eternal kingdom of God.
神已经给我们摆出这一条路。
Brothers and sisters, God has made this path
clear. 神已经把这样美好的应许赐给我们。
God has made this promise very clear to us.
所以前进是有很多的好处。
So godliness has many benefits.
不仅是很多的好处。
Not only benefits.
一样坏处都没有。
There are nothing.
让我们一同来学习。
Let us learn together.
让我们一同来操练。
Let us train together.
这个大卫王的儿子所罗门。
So King Solomon, David's son.
他做王的时候
，When he was king,
他求智慧。
He asked for wisdom.
他求智慧，说可以判断他的国民。
So he asked for wisdom to be able to discern and judge. Discern and judge.
神就赐给他智慧。
Therefore, God gave him wisdom.
神赐给他聪明。
God gave him that intelligence.
神赐给他智慧和聪明是空前绝后的。
The wisdom that God has given him is unsurpassed.
这位所罗门享受了世界一切的荣华富贵。
King Solomon actually enjoyed all the riches and everything in this life in the world.
圣经说他有一个广大的心。
He has a very broad, widened heart.
做了箴言三千句。
He has written 3,000 verses from the Proverbs.
写了诗歌1,005首。
He has written 1,005.
他是在
Psalms or poems.
他实在是蛮有智慧和聪明。
So he's full of wisdom and intelligence.
年轻的时候
，And when he was young,
他充满了爱的活力。
He was full of love as well.
他写了雅歌。
He wrote the Song of Songs.
对，歌中的歌，雅歌。
So Song of Songs.
中年的时候
，In the middle,
他累积了人生的一切经历。
When he has accumulated many life experiences,
充满了智慧
he was full of wisdom.
他写了箴言书
he wrote the Proverbs.
但是到了晚年的时候
but when he was old,
因为很多外邦的妻子和妃嫔
because he had many wives from different nations,
这些外邦的女子引诱他的心去拜别神
and they seduced him to worship other gods,
去拜假神
to worship false gods.
因此他跌倒堕落
Therefore, he stumbled and he was corrupted.
他就写了传道书。
So then later on, he wrote Ecclesiastes.
所罗门王一生经历了一切荣华的富贵之后。
So after all the riches and prosperity that he experienced in his life.
在年纪老迈的时候。
When he was old.
领悟了人一生的虚空。
He realized that life is for emptiness.
便写了这个结论。
And he came to this conclusion.
我们最后来读这几节经文。
Let's read this few verses from the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书。
So, Ecclesiastes.
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
我们翻到传道书。
So let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
我们读几节而已。
We'll read a few verses.
我们要将要读第一、第八、第十三、十四。
We will read verse 1, 8, 13, and 14.
请翻到传道书，特别这个英文部的每一位。
So、the English service will ask everyone to turn to the book of.
因为这里告诉我们，你趁着年幼的时候。
Because it says while you are still young.
我们英文部的弟兄姊妹是比较年幼。
So for the English service, you are the young
people. 他们特别要注意，他们特别要注意。
So you need to pay special attention.
传道书的第十二章。
So Ecclesiastes.
我们要读第一、第八、第十三、十四节。
8, 13, and 14.
一起来。
Let's read together.
你趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日，未曾临近之先。当纪念照你的主第八传道者说虚空的虚空凡事都是虚空十三十四这些事都已听见了总意就是敬畏神谨守他的诫命这是人所当尽的本分因为人所做的事连一切隐藏的事无论是善是恶神都必审问你趁着年幼的时候
so while you are still young,
衰败的日子还没有来到的时候
when the old years not yet approaching,
赶紧纪念造你的主
you need to remember your creator.
造你的主就是赐生命的主
Because the Creator is the one who gives you life.
一切好处都是从他而来。
So all benefits, all things, all blessings are from him. Remember him.
所罗门经过了一切荣华富贵。
King Solomon went through all his prosperity and his wealth.
在他年老的时候
and when he was old,
告诉世人
And he tells everyone,
说虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Everything is meaningless.
当我们读这个传道书
，As we read Ecclesiastes,
全书十二章的时候
，All twelve chapters,
我们到处都会看到他写了这一句话。
We'll see him writing this.
非常有智慧的这一位所罗门王
，This a person of wisdom.
最后他人生的结局，人生的这感慨，人生的这个。结论
so his conclusion, his all his thoughts for at the end of his life.
虚空的虚空，万事都是虚空。
Meaningless, everything is meaningless.
这些事我们都已经听见了。
So all these things we have heard.
总义是什么呢
？So what's the conclusion?
十三节，总义就是敬畏神。
So verse 13, of the
谨守他的诫命
is to fear God and obey His commandments.
这是人所当尽的本分。
So this is the duty of man.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
今天我们在彼此勉励。
Today we encourage each other.
操练敬虔
to train in godliness.
唯独敬虔
because only godliness.
凡事都有益处
then all things has value.
但是不是坐着不动。
But we shouldn't be sitting around doing nothing.
虽然我们心里要立志
even though sometimes we make this commitment to be godly,
虽然我们要努力追求敬虔
even though we want to pay all the effort and strive to strive after this,
但是最重要的是实际操练敬虔
But the most important thing is to put them into practice.
所以我的主题是操练敬虔
Therefore, today's message, the message is training in godliness.
再来读这个最这个第一第一我们开始读的这一节经文
Let's turn again to the verse, main verse for today.
把它背下来
Let's memorize this verse.
提摩太前书第四章第八节一起来背
First Timothy chapter 4 and 8.
操练身体益处还少唯独敬虔凡事都有益处另有今生和来生的应许我们做个祷告
Let's pray.
主耶稣我们感谢你
Lord Jesus, we give you thanks.
把这个前进的事清楚地告诉我们
That you have revealed to us the things of godliness.
因着你爱我们
Because you loved us.
把这么大的应许诸般的应许赐给我们
You have given us all this great and all promises.
我们现在求你帮助我们
We ask that you help us now
立志
To make this commitment
立志敬虔
For godliness
追求敬虔
To pursue after godliness
操练敬虔
To train in godliness
使我们在你面前蒙福
That we may receive blessings in front of you
因为知道这个是蒙福的生活
Because we know this is a blessing in our life
这个是蒙福的生命
It's a life that will be full of blessings.
求主帮助我们每一个弟兄姊妹
Lord, please help each one of us, brothers and
sisters. 让我们努力殷勤
that we really strive and
追求这属灵生命的成长
to pursue after the spiritual life growth.
活出基督的性情
and to have your nature of Christ.
活出荣耀你的生活
to live a life that's glorifying your name.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Give thanks for listening to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.